Kosovo will be independent, but not quite yet. That's the message from the Bush administration to a group of Kosovo politicians in Washington today. The delegation arrived days after the U.S. and Europe gave up on resolving Kosovo's status at the United Nations. There was a veto threat from Russia. Now comes a new round of diplomacy toward an agreement on Kosovo's future. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Last week, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was fairly forceful on the issue, saying one way or another, Kosovo will be independent. But today she simply posed for pictures with the delegation and refused to speak in public. Her spokesman, John McCormick, said she called for patience, urging Kosovo's leaders not to unilaterally declare independence.
It is in nobody's interest to try to short-circuit the diplomatic process, because the last thing anybody wants to see is a renewed outbreak of some of the deep violence that we've seen in that part of the world before.
A breakaway province of Serbia, Kosovo has been run by the United Nations since 1999. That's when NATO forced out Serbian troops responsible for an ethnic cleansing campaign against the Albanian population. Before coming to Washington, one of the politicians from Kosovo, Vetan Saroy, said he wanted to set a date for independence and get America's backing. The main reassurance he got, however, was that Kosovo's status will be resolved after 120 days.
We transmitted that we will be seriously engaging with the international community in the next 120 days, and that within those 120 days we will also engage in our own legislative agenda. The end is clear, it's independence.
A top U.S. State Department official said Kosovo's leaders promised to use the next few months to try to pass laws to offer protections to the Serb minority in Kosovo and work on a constitution and election laws. The idea is to get ready for independence. As for persuading Russia to go along with all of this, the State Department official, who asked not to be named, said he's not counting on Russia changing its mind. Neither is Vetan Saroy, the opposition politician from Kosovo.
We're willing to talk to anybody. We need to build trust. Russia has taken a very stern attitude, which has been not very helpful. Now, you can't engage in a negotiating process and say, I won't respect the outcome of it.
Russia is a strong supporter of Serbia, and Moscow's ambassador to the United Nations effectively shut down the UN route on Friday when he rejected the latest draft resolution offering Kosovo supervised independence. Ambassador Vitaly Churkin repeated Russia's concerns that an independent Kosovo could set a dangerous precedent for other breakaway regions, including in the former Soviet Union.
The principle of territorial integrity, this is one of the foundations of international law. All the resolutions which have been passed by the Security Council and the entire body of law not to reward aggressive separatist inclinations. And this is something, if it were allowed to be condoned, that would have very strong and bad international repercussions across the globe.
The Bush administration has tried unsuccessfully to reassure Russia that this won't set a precedent. Later this week, Secretary Rice will be meeting with Serbia's foreign minister as U.S. and European diplomats try to sort out next steps to get an eventual independent state without new violence erupting. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.